Dolores, D-E-L-O-R-I-S-E, Hill, H-I-L-L, Gorey, G-O-R-E-E. Date of birth is 5/27/42. This is an 82-year-old woman currently in hospice with senile degeneration of the brain. Her main caretaker is Carletta, C-A-R-L-E-T-T-A, her daughter, period. At first glance, Ms. Gorey looks very thin. On top of that, face-to-face evaluation, Saturday, the 23rd at 11 a.m. At first glance, Ms. Gorey appears quite thin. Carletta tells me she's lost at least 5 pounds in the past month or so, period. They lost their house during the recent hurricane. They've moved to a hotel, and that's been very, very difficult for Ms. Gorey, given her confusion and her senile dementia, period. She has a KPS score of 40%. Her FAST score is 6C, 6C as in Charlie, period. Patient does wear a diaper. She's bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Her O2 saturation is at right at 88 today. She has trouble walking. She's very confused. She has very little appetite. Her daughter says that she eats like a bird. She requires help with all ADL. She complains of pain in her legs. She has been taking Tylenol for her pain. A better pain medication needs to be administered. We'll share this note with the hospice medical director who will take care of her pain issues, period. New paragraph, her weight loss is unavoidable given her diagnosis, and so is the decreased appetite, change in her mentation, forgetfulness, and now issues with sundowner syndrome, worsening sundowner syndrome since their move to the hotel. Given the natural progression of his disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. So dated for the 23rd, and her date of birth is 4/25/57. Okay. Thank you. Next one we're going to do is going to be a chart review. Chart review, put down Dr. Data Reviews under 22nd. This is at Deerbrook Emergency Hospital. Date of visit is going to be I don't have a date of visit yet. Hang on. Chart number is going to be 185603. And started with GT is a 63-year-old woman with no past medical history, including diabetes or high blood pressure, unknown medications at this time, who presented to the Deerbrook Emergency Room on the 20th of November with a stab wound that happened in the kitchen. She works for she works as a cook in the kitchen. The stab wound was in the second. Web space on the right hand. In the past 5 days, she's developed tremendous swelling. Redness, heat, and the whole hand have now become edematous, period. Patient was tachycardic. Blood pressure was elevated at 170 over 90. Period. Patient was diagnosed with cellulitis. The CT showed no evidence of osteomyelitis. No foreign bodies seen. Period. Patient in the emergency room was given Maxipim, M-A-X-I-P-I-M-E, was sent home with Cipro, Augmentin, and Zyvox, period. The new paragraph, the nursing, the nurse who took care of the patient indicated that she asked Dr. U-E-O-R to do a workup, including sepsis workup because of the appearance of the hand, period. Especially the amount of swelling involved. Hang on 1 second. That's 185603. There was no evidence of evidence of diabetes on patient's workup. White count was 10,000. Let's see. The question has come up whether patients should have been admitted for IV antibiotics and observation, especially with their increased blood pressure, period. The notes by Dr. Uzor. It's Uzor. The notes by Dr. Uzor indicates that patient has cellulitis. No evidence of sepsis was noted with normal lactase, white count of 10,000, no acidemia, normal chemistry, no diabetes. Blood pressure elevation was thought to be secondary to patient's injury. Patient did get IV fluids. Vancomycin and cefamaxim in the emergency room. She put vancomycin. Two cultures were obtained, by the way, in the ER. Patient's potassium was borderline low, and 40 mil equivalents of potassium was given, period. Liver function tests were within normal limits. Patient did not have a left shift. CT was read cellulitis without abscess or osteomyelitis. There's no mention of exam for compartment syndrome. It also states that patient is feeling much better and the pain is much better controlled before she was sent home. Patient has not been contacted regarding any further evaluation or treatment at the time of review. Thank you.